Starter Pack on Sokola Duma Radio. Good day and welcome to the SL Podcast. Today we bring you an interview with a fantastic young talent who's making his way through the ranks. His name is Tony Zwane and he's currently playing for Richards Bay. We ask him about his budding career, life in the GLAAD Africa Championship, and a whole lot more. I'm your host, Slu Paho, and this is my Starter Pack. Tony, let's take it all the way back to when you were growing up. Tell me, what was your first experience going to a soccer match?
Going to a soccer match, growing up, it was just the love. Because I switched from soccer to cricket. Just to finding the right balance on where my passion really lies. And then going back to soccer was like, no, this is what I love. This is what I enjoy. This is what I'm passionate about. And it's just something I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
Who were your favorite teams when you were coming up?
Growing up, it was Orlando Pirates, always. Mm-hmm. And overseas, it was definitely Barcelona.
Would you say that there were any players who stood out to you as your idols back then?
Growing up, I used to watch Marcelo way too much and actually revolved my game around him. Like how his confidence and passion and all that.
It must have sucked him being on a rival team, but still idolizing him when you're a Barca boy.
Yeah, I did, because he was just too much. But then I just had to make peace that, hey, he's on the rival team, so I think I could do it.
At what age did you start to take football seriously, and when would you say you knew that you were going to be playing for the rest of your life?
I'd say when I went to School of Excellence. Mm-hmm. Which was 2012, and I was like 13 years old. Playing there for 3 years, and then was recognized by Sundowns. That's when I knew I'm going on the right direction.
And from there, what was your experience in the academy structures of actual teams like?
Well, growing up, you always wanted to play for Mamelodi Sundowns or Kaizer Chiefs or Pirates, but then going to Sundowns, it was definitely a dream come true at that point, because I knew I was within the structure and going forward would be, not to say much easier, but then it won't be as difficult, you know. Mm. And it was actually nice. It was awesome, actually.
Who was your first professional coach, and what was your relationship with him like, or still is?
My first professional coach was Steve Barker. Mm-hmm. And we really had a great relationship. One thing I liked about him, he believed in me, and him believing in me, it brought out the best in me. And you know, I had to work hard to earn my place, even though I didn't play much. But then having him, gaining the experience and the professionalism from him, it really helped me a lot growing up, and the growth, everything.
How was your GLAAD Africa Championship debut, or just standard NFD as it might have been called when you started out? But what was that experience?
My GLAAD Africa Champion debut, I actually scored that game. Mm-hmm. I really don't know. I didn't know how to feel after that game, because it was just phenomenal for me.
When you were at Stellenbosch FC, had they made the top division yet?
Oh yeah, I was at Stellenbosch for like 2 seasons. And first season, we didn't actually have that much great of a season. But then, regrouping on the second season, which was 2018-2019 season. It was great, because team was actually united. And I felt it was basically a family, second family for me. And it was a great feeling being there, being part of the team. Knowing that you also played a role for them to be on the PSR. So it was actually a great feeling.
So now, obviously, you know, you're a full-fledged professional. You've had a couple seasons under your belt now. What would you say is the next leap that you'd like to make as a professional footballer?
As a professional footballer, it's always a dream to play overseas. But, I mean, you don't make those kind of decisions yourself. It's just your hard work and performance. But then my short-term goal this current moment is to play in the PSL. And I guess it's just me working hard, focusing on what I have to do. And then, luckily, I might end up overseas. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, we spoke to someone on a show we have called Players Abroad, who actually made the jump straight from what was the Imvela Golden League all the way overseas. So it's possible, yeah, from any angle at this point.
Yeah, it's possible.
All right. We always have to ask PSL stars, Glad Africa Championship stars, whoever. Who is, in your opinion, the greatest player of all time?
For me, in South Africa, I'd say it's Teko Modise. Like, how he carries himself off the field and on the field. His quality, it's just out of this world. Yes, he didn't get that opportunity to play overseas, but it was nice experiencing him playing and playing against him during friendlies against Cape Town City.
Mm.
It was just a dream come true. And I'd say he's the greatest player of all time for me in South Africa.
And then globally, who would you say is the GOAT?
I'd say it's Messi.
Leo.
Leo Messi. There's no other.
My starter pack is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. It is hosted and produced by Slu Paho. It is edited by Aiden Hewitt. And graphics are provided by Nino Segeleni. Brought to you by Soccer Laduma.
Soccer Laduma Radio. Soccer Laduma Radio.